Hello, and welcome to another podcast from the Naval Historical Society of Australia. This is one of the many talks in the archives of the Society recorded over nearly two decades, from 1973 until 1980, and now available for you through the Society's website. Today, we're listening to the proceedings at the British Pacific Force Memorial. It was recorded on board HMAS Sydney on 7th of September 1973. Duration is 5 minutes.
Pacific Fleet Memorial will be officially unveiled by Rear Admiral Moore on Sunday, 2nd of September 1973. It is yet to be confirmed whether a Royal Navy ship will be dispatched from Singapore for the occasion, but Commander Ferris Walker has written to me from UK and he thinks that this will happen. Likewise, the Royal Naval Association is endeavouring to arrange a charter plane to bring members out from the UK. Now, because of the steep terrain in front of the gates of Naval Base Headquarters, the number of people who will be able to witness the unveiling will be limited. We've estimated that blocking off half of Wild Street, which I have permission to do now, I do hope to be able to make further approaches and try and get the whole of Wild Street blocked off, which would sit us right down to the ground, because it would make the numbers much greater. But if we only have half of Wild Street, we're going to be limited to an audience there of perhaps 200, 250 people at the most. The Royal Australian Naval Band will be made available for the function, and it will play in the courtyard of Naval Base Headquarters. I might add that the memorial, which has been designed by Commander Peter Churchill and Lieutenant Reg Tarrington, is one of the most delightful memorials which I've seen. It's a aggregate slab on which the badge of HMS Duke of York is mounted, flanked each side by dolphins. Beneath that is the tread plate of HMS Duke of York. On the engraved plaque is below that, and set on the concave sandstone wall, it will most certainly attract a lot of attention. And I feel that this little gesture will do a lot in fostering RAN and RM relationships. I know in the correspondence we've already had from UK that right up to the First Sea Lord, people have shown interest in this little project. As a matter of fact, the relics from the Duke of York were flown specially out here. They were brought out by Lord Carrington, the Minister for Defence, when he made his recent visit. And so I think with this little memorial we have achieved something, because the British Pacific Fleet, despite the fact that it numbered 330 vessels and it was named the Forgotten Fleet, is truly the Forgotten Fleet as far as the Pacific is concerned. And by erecting this little memorial, I think will bring to the attention of many Australians that Sydney was honoured by the Royal Navy when they named the base here HMS Golden Hind. So, as I mentioned, the numbers are limited. Those who would like to attend, I'd like them to leave their names with our secretary so that we can forward invitation.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you're looking for more information about Australian naval history, then you should use our website. You'll find more podcasts, articles from our quarterly in-house magazine, Naval Historical Review, and a range of e-books, monographs, and ships' plans for sale in our online shop. If you have any questions or research inquiries about Australian naval history, then feel free to contact us. Use the link on the website homepage. The Society is a not-for-profit organisation which relies on your continuing support. Please use our website links to become a member, or donate now, or sign up as a volunteer, or subscribe to our newsletters. See you next time.